to notice you walking all over my peace of mind. In the shoes I gave you as a present, putting someone first only works when you're in their top five. And by the way, I'm going out tonight. Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. And when I meet the band, they ask, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember. Familiarity breeds contempt, so put me in the basement when I want the penthouse of your heart. Diamonds in my eyes, I polish up real, I polish up real nice.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, kicking your weekend off with a little Taylor Swift and Bejeweled. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm Meg, and guess who's here with me this morning? The very beautiful and always bejeweled Nicole Stacy.
Good morning.
She is the VP of Destination Development for Visit Pensacola. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm excited that it's Friday, okay?
I'm excited that it's Friday.
Woo! I don't know, I told her I've been fighting this dumb crud, and the listeners have been hearing me going, you know, all week long, which is just so unpleasant.
It's the allergy.
I guess so. Allergies, blame that for everything, right?
Yes.
That's right. Well, but the other thing that's been great is talk about nice weather. I know we're in a drought, but can I just say the water on the beach is just looks like
sparkling.
Crystal. Oh my gosh. You can't even describe it.
We are very fortunate in that we've had some great weather. Even that cool snap that we had last weekend.
I liked it.
It kind of made it nice.
Yeah.
Like to wear a sweatshirt in the morning, but then it's like nice and warm in the afternoon.
With no humidity.
We're very lucky here.
I love it. And what a great job you have in being able to promote Visit Pensacola or Pensacola, because it's not just about the beaches, although the way to the beach is a great, great thing that we kind of hang our hats on, but there's also so much more to offer here.
Yeah. So the way to beach, that is our brand, but Visit Pensacola represents Pensacola, Perdido Key, and Pensacola Beach, all of Escambia County. We're blessed in that because we do have two beautiful beaches, America's best beach.
Yes.
So that's fun. But we're also America's first. So we have an incredible downtown. We have lots of history, culture, life. But this community, and I say it all the time, I mean, I'm kind of like a broken record at this point. The community is why Pensacola is so special. It's why people keep coming back. Like you make people's experiences what they are. And we're just so appreciative of that because you make our jobs a little bit easier.
Absolutely. It's the hospitality here and the kindness of the people here.
Absolutely.
I see it all the time. So tell us a little bit about Visit Pensacola. There might be some folks maybe coming in from out of town or people that have lived here and they hear that, but they don't really know what y'all do. Kind of give us a sense of what your mission is.
Sure. You definitely heard a lot about Visit Pensacola lately.
Yes.
So Visit Pensacola, we're the destination marketing organization. We are your official DMO, and we represent all of Escambia County with the tourism efforts. So our job is truly to bring visitors to the destination. We are charged with getting people to stay the night, extending their vacation, telling them about all the great things to do, places to eat, events to go to, ways to get involved. That's our job. We're the storytellers of Escambia County, and we love it.
Well, you do a great job
at it,
apparently, because I saw on the news just this week that the numbers coming in for the first quarter look pretty good, girlfriend.
We are crushing it.
It looks really good.
And not only just on the beaches. I mean, the numbers are up across the county.
Yeah.
So we just finished getting our quarterly report. We'll add that online if you're interested in looking at it. You can find everything under our research tab on visitpensacola.com. But to say that January, February, March were incredible, they were incredible. So the numbers are there. You are all helping us bring in more visitors, and I think that's just a testament to where we're going. Last year and the year before were record-breaking in tourism tax collections, and we're really hopeful for this year. We're on a roll. We're already there. I mean, we are doing phenomenal work.
Which is really, really a testament to what you all have been doing. And you haven't been here all the time. You started, was it 20 years ago?
I have been with Visit Pensacola for 9 years.
You've been there nine. How long has the organization been here?
We're in our 11th year
as
a standalone. And then tourism before that was a part of the chamber.
That's right. I remember. Mm-hmm. So this is pretty exciting to have Nicole here on this Friday as we're heading into the big season, festival season, and I'm not even going to talk about July yet.
Yeah.
But if you have a question for her about Visit Pensacola, 850-437-1620. So some changes are happening there. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that today because I think, you know, whenever you see the changes coming, but it looks like the CEO will be leaving soon and bringing in a new person. And so with your position, what do you love about what you do?
Yeah, I mean, I think as Vice President of Destination Development, I oversee the marketing and the sales.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to work with teams every day on how we're just going to be better and tell your stories better and how we're going to allow for tourism to grow, but in a safe and smart way, and really connect with our partners, whether it be a restaurant, a hotel, an event like Crawfish or Mullet Toss, which mm-hmm. are both this weekend.
Yes.
How are we going to elevate the messaging that others are already doing to remind people of all the great things and the reasons why they should be visiting Pensacola? So I feel very blessed to be in that number two position where I get to really channel our brand.
Mm-hmm.
I get to work with the sales team for meetings efforts, for group efforts, for reunions, and they're doing incredible work. And if we could have bigger spaces, we could have more meetings, and
there
that would be
go.
Really, really nice, and we'll leave that there.
Yeah, a lot of conversation about that right now.
Because we definitely are generating quite a bit of dollars, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of dollars on the table. So I think there'll be a great plan, and we will all navigate that together and come up with the best use for Escambia County. But it'd be really nice if we didn't have to turn meetings away to
right.
our neighbors.
Absolutely. And I became aware of that when I was out at the Pensacola Beach Chamber,
yeah.
too, because there's a lot of folks. And you never know. I thought had an interesting group. They were a backgammon club. A national backgammon club wanted to come out and needed a place to have their tournament.
Yeah.
And we just didn't have a space big enough for them.
You know, in the spaces we do have, I mean, we are working them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Hilton.
Yes.
They are busy. People are staying busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the marketing, you know, the Weta Beach is a newer brand, and we're really excited about that because all of our testing and all of our focus groups said, we know you have a beach, but when you get to Pensacola, it's such a surprise
yes.
about everything else that you have to offer. And so we really wanted to kind of hone in on that message and make it something special.
Mm-hmm.
We truly do think that some of our key markets like Nashville and New Orleans and even Atlanta, that we could be their beach, but smart and
mm-hmm.
safe. And, you know, a lot of people talk about over tourism, and I truly don't believe that we're seeing that here in Pensacola. Because we're doing it smart. We're doing
mm-hmm.
it safe. You know, we really focus in on the families.
I was
we
just
really
say
yeah.
you're targeting the families, and that makes a difference. We really do not get that spring break crowd.
We don't, you know, and you'll have it a little bit, but
little,
it's nothing like what you're seeing along the coastline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pick a city, even out in Texas. Like, we are just, we've never branded ourselves that way. We have always been family friendly first.
Mm-hmm.
All of our partners really hone in on that. Our sheriff, our law enforcement, they also really run
I
with
love
that
the
messaging.
Signs that they put up.
So we just want to work together to make sure that everyone knows that, and
mm-hmm.
you can come here and have a really great time.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that Visit Pensacola does so well, in addition to our girl traveling all over the world and sharing all the great things that we have here, but you also have really one of the best websites around, and I go there all the time. I use it to find out what's happening, and you have a great events calendar, and you have a lot of history on the website and different things, and you have partners. So if someone's listening this morning and they have a business and they're thinking, well, I don't do tourism or what, but they are affected by the tourists. There is an impact to the economy, and being a partner can have a lot of advantages. Can you talk about that a
yeah,
little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a partnership program, and, you know, it's minimal. It's less than a coffee a day, if we're being honest, if you go to Starbucks like I do.
Oh, there you go.
but the partners, if you're a partner, Visit Pensacola, we're just going to elevate how we represent you, because everyone on our website, this is the beauty about it. Our website is a free marketing tool for everyone in Escambia County. So if you've got a business that's tourism related, and that could be a restaurant, a bar, an event, a hotel, Goofy Golf. It could be a laundromat because sometimes visitors need that. It could be an RV park. I mean, truly, if you touch tourism,
mm-hmm.
you can be a Visit Pensacola partner. But on our website, you can be a free listing.
Right.
So if you're like, you know what, I'm a small business. I'm just not there. Yes, you say it's less than a coffee a day, but we got to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's at least get you on there as a free listing. You'll get a photo and you'll get a website.
That's great.
It's great. It drives traffic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a partner, you're going to get more photos. You're going to get higher up on the list of where things rank and fall on the website landing page. and there'll be more opportunities. Like, you can do more advertising. You can put more events. You can, it's a little bit more elevated. Mm-hmm. So everyone is available. It's available to everyone.
Right. Okay.
But then there's tiered levels mm-hmm. of how you can become a little bit more elevated.
Well, it's great. And I find that the event calendar is one of the best around. And I also love your Facebook. And I love the things that you post. I think you were, was Dallas here or were you in Dallas?
Yeah. So that's it. And I will say this about the website for the events as well. If you're an event in Escambia County, you can put your event on our calendar for free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way. Our team only knows what they know.
Right.
So you got to tell us.
Yes.
But we would love to talk about
it. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Because that's from our event calendar is where we pull for social. It's our newsletters. It's our e-newsletters. It's local newsletters, but also our consumer-facing newsletters. So that's how we tell everybody all the great things you're doing.
Well, we just got a comment from one of our listeners that says, Visit Pensacola is doing a great job of bringing in families! What some people don't realize is how important tourism is for boosting jobs and our economy.
Absolutely.
And it's so true.
Absolutely, and it's a great segue because National Travel and Tourism Week is on the rise.
Yay!
It's the first week of May.
I love this week.
And it's really where we celebrate you. We celebrate the industry. I mean, we have 13,000 jobs in the hospitality community, and that doesn't count like me. I'm not counted in that. So this is your frontline workers. This is the people who are taking care of you. This is the people who have not just made this a job. They've made this a career because they love what they do.
Right.
I am a child of the hospitality industry. My mom worked in restaurants my entire life. That's how most of my first jobs were in restaurants. So
me too.
I think everyone should wait tables.
I think everyone should wait tables for at least 1 year. I'm telling you, it changes your life.
At a front desk.
Absolutely.
Because you really do learn a lot about people.
Yeah.
But this week we were celebrating the hospitality industry. So Monday, May 4th.
So it's coming up. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, May the 4th be with you. we'll have our Olympics, which is super fun. Meg, you love it.
I love the Olympics. I have made a fool of myself in many ways. But it's so much fun.
It's like an adult field day.
So much fun.
We're super excited. We take over the Wahoo Stadium.
Yep.
On Wednesday, we're doing free trolley tours. So if you want to sign up, go to our website. Thursday is our Hospitality Hero Luncheon. It's where we honor four heroes that have been nominated by the industry.
And these are not necessarily people that you see out front all the time.
No.
That's what I love about this particular award. The first time I saw it, I thought, this is really cool because you honor people that are kind of in the background but show up every day. And then they're the ones when a guest says, I really need this extra towel or I need da-da-da-da. They're the ones that are working and being gracious and kind to all of our visitors that maybe are not in the limelight. They don't have a big title next
to
their name.
Yeah, one of our winners was a Z-Trip taxi cab driver.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady, they were just going through a tough time. It was something about a car seat, and they went, they got a car seat. They picked this woman up from the airport. Like, it was a very special, just heartwarming, let me be a good person and do something good. Not for the limelight, not for attention, but because you needed a little extra.
Just being kind.
Just being nice.
Yes, being kind.
We can all be a little kinder.
Yes, we can. That's how I say it every day.
But to your question earlier about Dallas, I wanted to share it with you because it's really cool.
Yeah.
Good Morning Texas out of Dallas joined us in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. They were here for the entire weekend. They got in on Thursday. They left on Monday.
That's amazing. They brought their whole morning show here.
They brought
here.
The whole morning show. We spent a lot of time together. but we went live on Monday. So we did a live show Monday morning out at the beach. We interviewed lots of partners. We filmed quite a bit of segments. So we did Pearl and Horn. We did the Naval Aviation Museum. We did the Welcome Center out on I-10 that's monitored by Visit Florida. We did Condor Sailing.
Nice.
We did Sandcastle Building. They stayed at the Hilton. So we featured Innisfree Hotels, which thank you very much for your partnership and all that you were able to do for us. But we really wanted to get them out and about.
Yes.
And then we went live on Monday morning and said, good morning, Texas. We're on Pensacola Beach, which was so much fun. They had a great time. And we didn't pay for that.
Wow.
Which is really nice.
Which is really nice.
Because we worked really closely with Visit Florida and said, hey, you know and we know we're the first beach they're going to get to when they get to Florida.
And this, what a great, great.
Dallas is a huge market for all of us in Florida, but specifically Pensacola. And so we worked together to collaborate and make it happen. They did the media buy, which... doesn't happen often.
No, it doesn't. But what a great asset for us. And you just never know. And it'd be interesting. I wish we could track how many people, because of that, will then come here in the coming year.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can. We do have research and ways to kind of track the yield. So mm-hmm. if we see a lift in Dallas, it may not be specific to that show, but it's all of the other layered approaches that we're doing in Dallas, and that's one of them.
Yeah, it's all cumulative because you do so much. I do think it's pretty fun that you do get out and about in the world as well.
It is fun.
Which is really great. So we do have a lot of fun events coming up. So the Hospitality Week, you were talking about that. So you have the tourism luncheon.
Yes.
And is that on Wednesdays?
The luncheon is Thursday.
Thursday, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then what is coming up now?
So this weekend, it's Crawfish Festival and Mullet Toss.
I have to confess, I have not done the Mullet Toss.
Meg.
I know.
We got to get you out there.
No, you don't.
It's so fun. The Floribama, I mean, they knock it out of the park.
Never appealed to me, but I get it. It looks like fun, sort of.
I mean, I don't think throwing a dead fish appeals to anyone, but it's so much fun. Like, once you've done it.
Right.
I tell Brent Lane all the time because he tries to wear gloves, and I'm like, you take those off. No one wears gloves.
Sissy.
We've taken the mullet toss to Nashville. We've taken it to New York.
Like, have you really?
Yes, because I'm like, everyone needs to experience this.
Oh, how funny.
I remember in Nashville, we were meeting with music artists, and Brent goes, well, we need to give them gloves. And I was like, we will not give them gloves. I don't care that they're multimillionaire artists.
Well, get your hands dirty. I love it.
But it really is. These are the kickoff events for our season. Like, these are two of the biggest events in our community. Both entities do an incredible job, the Floribama and Fiesta. I kind of like that they're the same weekend because it gets people
makes
moving.
Sense, actually.
Well, yeah, a mud bug and a fish.
I mean, what can I say?
And just so everyone knows, in case you don't, the mullets do get donated after the fact. Like, they go to a zoo.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, not to our local restaurants.
No one come for us. It is all taken care of.
Okay, as long as I'm not going to our local restaurants.
Right, and then crawfish, I mean, you should just eat them.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so sorry.
And I'm maybe the only one, but no.
No?
Oh.
Maybe you just haven't had a good one.
Everyone says that, and I actually just had the Big Bamboo Willie's Pensacola Beach Crawfish Festival, and I have helped with that over the years. And every year says, just try one. I say, okay, I'm just going to try one. Done.
Do they peel it for you? Mm-mm. They do all the work for you?
I don't know.
Okay.
They just hand me something.
You need to go do this. Mm. What about like an etouffee? Mm. Like in sauce?
Maybe.
Over rice.
With lots of sauce. But see, I love seafood. I love all the other stuff. Something about the crawfish I don't. Mm.
Oh, I love it.
Because of the name mud bugs. Okay, I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to put it out there.
That's
mud
fair.
Bugs.
That's just fair. What about catfish?
Nope.
Oh, I love it.
Same reason.
So dirty, but I love it.
What can I say? But I love shrimp.
Okay,
Bubba Shrimp is my guy.
What about oysters?
Picky.
It's okay. It's okay.
But there's something for everyone.
You're leaving more for the rest of us.
Thank you. I try to make my contribution. I try to do my best.
You're doing great.
We're being silly here with Nicole Stacy in Pensacola. This should not be about me, Nicole. This is about you.
My job is to help everyone experience Pensacola in the
best
way.
That's right. So don't be like Meg. 850-437-1620 if you've got a question, a serious question about Visit Pensacola or a fun question about Visit Pensacola. But we all are doing an outstanding job. We're seeing the numbers already from the first quarter that things are looking great. It looks like we have, according to the experts, looks like the H season, we don't say that word on the show, is going to be quiet, they're saying. So wonderful
Here's
news.
Hoping.
And the Beach Renourishment Project is looking good.
Going along really well. I think, you know, as much of a pain as it is, it needs to be done.
Yep.
And you've gotten some great seashells out of it, but they're moving along swiftly. And so I think by summer, we'll be well on our way and you won't even know things were happening.
Yeah, no. And just take advantage of this beautiful place that we live in and people traveling from all over the world to come join us.
Absolutely. And there's just so much going on. Like, we talked about those two festivals, but then we have Navy Days is coming up.
Yes.
We'll have, 4th of July. We've got America 250 that we're celebrating.
And isn't it great that it's on Saturday?
So nice.
Yes. It's going to be fabulous.
So nice. And I should say with America 250, there's a lot that the community is doing. And so we've got a landing page on visitpensacola.com. Mm-hmm. If you've got an event attributed to America 250, you can put it on there. We really want you to. We've already got a few things on there. Visit Pensacola, Fiesta, and UWF Historic Trust have partnered up to create an exhibit in the History Museum.
Oh, wonderful.
The Road to Revolution. So it's all about the American Revolution, but it really is our nod to how much history started right here in Pensacola.
Absolutely.
I mean, we are America's first.
Yeah, it's really something to celebrate.
We're running a really fun campaign on social that's called From the 1500s with Love.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Because it's like it's tongue-in-cheek. Like, that's cute. You're 250 years old. We're 465.
Yeah, right.
Happy birthday.
From grandma.
Yeah. Wow. So really just celebrating that, you know, we've been around a long time, and there's a lot of cool stuff. And when you think of America's history, you don't necessarily think of Florida. You definitely don't think of Pensacola. Mm-hmm. So how can we kind of get in on this momentum and share with you that, like, there's a lot.
Oh, there's a lot to learn. And I've learned so much just in recent years.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I turn around, I learn something new about Pensacola history. It's great.
It's so much fun. You know, Memorial Day will be here soon. We've got Pride Weekend out on the beach that will be happening. June will be here. Juneteenth will be celebrating. Mm-hmm. The opening of Palafox will be happening, which is really exciting. And that
project. They look like they're on schedule, too. It's looking good.
I was down there last night, and it just, I mean, things are really moving. And so I'm excited because these businesses deserve to get back in action. Mm-hmm. I think the community, again, that's what's so special about Pensacola. The community has come out in droves to support. We're loving the free parking, so thank you, Mayor Reese.
Yes.
But, you know, it's disrupted, but it hasn't interrupted, if that makes sense.
No, I think it's gone better than probably people anticipated.
Absolutely.
Because I've gone to several events at the Asanger. I've been to some of the restaurants down there. It hasn't affected me in that way at all. I mean, I just still go to do what I want to do. So they've made it very accessible, but it looks good. I mean, it's really a much-needed refresh. It's going to make a difference, I think. And tourists are going to love it.
They're going to love it. And then we've got a lot of momentum right now with American Idol. I'm sure everyone's following along with that. So
Kayla
make sure
Richardson.
You vote.
Be sure to vote.
If she does make it into the finals, we'll be doing a homecoming show.
And possibly a parade, I heard. Because if she makes the final three, they'll be doing a parade. The other thing that we cannot overlook is American Magic is here.
Yes.
Wow. I'm learning every day about that.
You know,
too.
And from an international perspective, I know that from Visit Pensacola, we hear a lot, like, why are we doing international? Why are we doing this? But if we're all paying attention with American Magic and SailGP, I mean, the markets are international.
Right.
So it all makes sense that we are planting the seeds about Pensacola and working together to really elevate where we are as a community.
Well, I think it's quite amazing because they could have gone anywhere in the world.
Anywhere.
And they picked us. And said that we had the best, most beautiful waters and the best sailing conditions anywhere. That's remarkable.
And I mean, when a lot of groups say, like, you have some of the best, like, you're, like, the top 10 mm-hmm. in the world.
Yeah.
We should be doing international. We should be talking mm-hmm. to people.
Well, when Condé Nast Traveler picks us as the number one beach in America and we beat Hawaii, hello.
Right.
But then there's those of us that sort of want to go, shh. This is the best case.
And that is where, yes, we hear that a lot too.
Uh-huh.
But that's where we always give you our word that we will be smart about how we're promoting this area, mm-hmm. how we're growing this destination. We are, you know, looking for seats at the table when it pertains to infrastructure mm-hmm. and growth. We have a lot of new hotels coming online, but we're going to do it smart.
Well, and I think the key has been the emphasis on family.
Yes.
We're not trying to put out a party beach. We're not trying to be a spring break destination, that kind of thing. And I think that's made a difference because the quality of people that rent homes or they rent come out with their whole family. And it's also because we're a drive-to destination.
Absolutely.
So many people in the Southeast come here.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, the fact that you can drive here from just about anywhere in a 500-mile radius and this is your first stop, we love that. All of the flights that we have and the airport is just, they're killing it. I mean, they're doing such a great job, and I'm so excited for that new terminal.
Yeah.
It's going to be incredible.
Well, when Pensacon was here, I got such a kick out of the fact that they made the intergalactic airport. I mean, things
every
like
year,
that.
Every year, we love it. And when Sunbelt was here, those numbers are up.
Yes.
We're just finishing up our wrap reports on those. But, again, phenomenal numbers to have people come in town and experience, and they're adding new teams, mm-hmm. so that just adds for us. UWF Division I. That's going to put Pensacola on a whole nother level. So there's a lot of great things.
Momentum.
And we're all just, we need to collaborate and all work together and talk to one another.
There you go.
So use our website, visit Pensacola.com, put your events out there, connect with us on social media. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, it's always a pleasure. Just got a text in, I think it's from one of our friends on the beach. He said there's a new kiosk at the Pensacola Beach Visitor Center.
Oh, yeah, that too. We added that, so go check it out.
Thank you so much. Nicole Stacey, she's the excellent VP of Development, Destination Development for Visit Pensacola. Always a pleasure to have you here.
It's good
have
to
a
see
great
you.
Weekend.
You
it's
too.
Good to see you. Okay. This is Pep Talk.